you, sir. Can I have some more?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. GMAC is asking for another big shot of taxpayer dollars. GMAC is best known as the former financing arm of General Motors. They branched out into other areas of finance just in time for the subprime lending boom and bust. GMAC has already gotten $12.5 billion of taxpayer money, and now it's reportedly in talks with the Treasury Department to get at least $3 billion more. Here to talk about that with us is our very own Ashley Milne-Tite. She joins us live. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
So tell me, what's happening with GMAC?
So remember those stress tests last spring where the government wanted to see sort of just how sound various banks were? I mean, banks that had received bailout money, that is.
Yes.
Well, 19 banks had to do the tests, and most either passed with flying colors or they were able to raise extra capital. But GMAC was the only one that couldn't manage to raise the capital the government thought it needed to keep lending money in a lousy economy. So at that point, the government handed out more than $7 billion, but now GMAC has to come up with another $5+ billion by a deadline in early November. And they're the only recipient of bailout money that has gone for a third round of funding.
So do we have a sense if this is going to work, if the government's going to pay up again?
It looks like it. And the only thing that isn't clear is exactly what form the injection of money is going to take. I mean, it could come in the form of preferred stock, which the government already holds in the company. But it seems pretty certain that the money will be coming. I mean, possibly as much as $5.6 billion.
Are there likely to be strings attached, like the kinds of things we're hearing about with banks, the government planning to oust management, things like that?
It doesn't look like it right now. There are no reports indicating that the government wants to push for any changes at the top. The economy has really helped to create this problem for GMAC. I mean, there are rising loan delinquencies on the one hand, and on the other, they've got the huge slump in auto sales hammering them. So, I mean, they lost $3.9 billion in the last quarter, and next week we'll find out how they did in the third quarter when they report their earnings.
Ashley Milne-Tite in New York. Ashley, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
We got more news on the taxpayer bailout front this morning. You might remember last week, U.S. Pazar Kenneth Feinberg announced big cuts to the salaries of workers at companies that got the most taxpayer money, like GM, Citigroup, and Bank of America. Well, the Wall Street Journal reports this morning that Feinberg actually ended up increasing the salaries of most workers. Apparently, banks complained about the pay cuts, and Feinberg listened and boosted their pay. All told, base salaries climbed to an average of $437,000 a year. That's a 14% increase over 2008.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. $25 trillion of investment assets are accounted for with software from SunGard Financial Systems. More information at sunguard.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
U.S. markets ended mixed yesterday. That after reports that U.S. consumer confidence was down, and that is weighing on the global economy this morning. Tokyo's Nikkei index dropped 1.3%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng down 1.8%. Europe not looking so good either. London's FTSE is down 0.8%. Germany's DAX down 0.7%. And we have some big news out of Britain this morning. European regulators have okayed a plan to split up Britain's nationalized lender Northern Rock in two. From London, Stephen Beard has more.
Europe's competition commissioner has given her blessing. The British government, which saved Northern Rock from collapse and then nationalized it last year, will be allowed to divide it into a good bank and a bad one. The good bank, containing depositors' cash and sound mortgages, will be sold off. The bad bank, with most of the dodgy loans, will be kept for the time being. As a result of the bailouts, the British government still owns a vast chunk of the banking system, and it wants out, says Chris Hughes of financial website Breaking Views.
A partial sale you know, of the good bit of Northern Rock is better than nothing if you're a government that's basically trying to get these banks back to the private sector.
He says that in the process of selling off its banking assets, the government wants to increase competition. It's reportedly pressuring the two other banks in which it holds large stakes to shed some of their subsidiaries. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
CNBC reports this morning that the New York Yankees are on track to turn a profit for the first time in years. That, thanks to higher ticket prices and packed games, should be another full house tonight as the Philadelphia Phillies take on the Yankees. And as Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports, this particular matchup may have something to do with free market capitalism.
The Yankees pay more in player salaries than any other team in Major League Baseball, $208 million this year alone. Philadelphia comes in eighth at $111 million. Why do they pay so much? Because they make it all back and then some in TV rights in two of the biggest media markets in the country.
More times than not, the small market fans are going to have to realize that small market means small chances to be cheering for your team come October.
Paul Swangard is managing director of the Warsaw Sports Marketing Center at the University of Oregon. He says the system may not be fair, but baseball's a regional game, and the regions with the most people are worth the most to advertisers.
If you have more money at your disposal, oftentimes you're going to consistently have a competitive team each and every year.
There will be one money-saving aspect to this year's series. Fans will be able to buy a bus ticket between the two host cities for under $15 for the first time in a decade. In New York, and just under 100 miles from Philadelphia, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
The King of Pop hits the silver screen today. The Michael Jackson film This Is It opens in theaters. The film was cut from 120 hours of footage from Jackson's rehearsals for his shows in London. Sony Pictures paid $60 million for the rights to This Is It. The film is expected to take in more than $250 million in its first week. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.